KOJB 90.1, The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is Chantel Michaud. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. What are we going to talk about?
Well, today I thought we could talk about the environment. Like, what is our environment? What is our real environment? Not just the forests and the trees, but what is the environment? So I have a list.
Okay.
Okay, first we got the earth in general. Mm-hmm. We have water. The desert, the mountains, the jungles, the forests, the solar system, volcanoes, the whole shebang. We have like just a whole list of environmental attributes to the world that we live in. We have the streams, the lakes, the valleys, swamps, animals. So let's talk about a little bit about that, including the people, you know, that we live around too, and our own bodies.
Okay.
And so what do you consider our environment, Marie?
What do I consider environment? Yeah. Just generally where I'm at, I guess.
Yeah, and that would kind of be like our forests, because we live out in the country and we live up. There's some city too, so we have suburban, we have the city, we have the country. So that's kind of what my idea is, like, what is the environment? Because when we think about environment and people think about environment, they think, well, we're going to go out and save some trees. Well, we have more than that. So the environment is more than just the trees. It has to do with everything, the valleys, the lakes, the mountains.
Okay.
So everything, we want to look at everything. And first off, like the solar system, I even count that in part of my environment.
Wow.
Okay. I know, because I'm really out there, Marie. You know me. Just way out there. I just don't hug the tree. I just hug the entire solar system. So part of the solar system is our moon, our sunshine, the stars. So a lot with our moon, some people plant their gardens concerning the moon, the new moon, the solstice, for all the seasons are coming with the moon. So the moon is a big part of our environment.
I can imagine they probably did that back in the olden
days. Yeah, the Wiccans and the pagans. And
okay, wow.
Right? Okay, so, and then we also have the sun, that we need the sun for photosynthesis and to help us grow and to warm our land. So we need the moon and the sun. And so I consider that part of our environment. And if you take it to the stars, then that's the energy. I always think about energy because I like the all my energetic ways, you know, with the Wiccan and the pagan. Again, we're talking about the moon. Sometimes the women's bodies coincide, you know, with the moon phases.
Yeah.
And so, and along with the sun and the stars. Okay, so I was back on the stars. Sorry. Astrology. Did you ever hear about the astrology?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm a Leo. My birth thing is a Leo. I'm proud to be a Leo. We're very exuberant and happy and proud people.
Hmm.
And so I was born under the Leo sun. And so that's an astrology trait that goes with the stars and all the energy. So in the environmental idea that I'm having with the solar system, the moon, the stars, the sun, that's all an environment. And it all kind of comes down energetically to us here on Earth. So we're back on Earth now.
Far out.
Here we are. And then we have our tides also come with the moon phases.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really have a lot of energy that's coming around from all over the place. And also, let's take a look at our deserts, because I kind of thought about some of the things that I don't know so much about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we live amongst the forest and the greens and the pine trees. You know, we see the streams and the lakes. That's our environment that we live in. We don't really live in a desert. So I thought, wow, what kind of environments do the deserts hold? Well, they're both cold and hot deserts. I didn't know this. And yeah.
Really?
Yep. So Greenland, now would that be considered a cold desert? Do you know how the facts are that Iceland is actually where we all go to vacation, and it's green and it's wonderful and it has hot, hot baths, hot natural baths.
Wow.
And then Greenland is actually iced over. So it was kind of a joke because they were trying to keep the people away from Iceland.
Somebody messed that naming up, huh?
Yeah. They just wanted to keep it unpopulated.
Wow.
So just kind of throw us all off. So we never want to go to Iceland.
Epic fail.
Yeah. Epic fail, because it's one of my places I want to go. Okay. So we have both the cold and the hot deserts. Both of them get very cold at night and very dry. And so what we have there is we have kind of the ground cover and the stunted bushes that you see if you watch like the Discovery Channel and things like that. And we have the occasional tree that we see a giraffe eating off of. you know, on the television programs.
Well, you're talking about like Africa and whatnot, right?
The deserts, yep.
Okay.
The Sahara is one of the most popular, and that's Africa.
I was thinking more in the lines of like Arizona.
Arizona.
I grew up desert. In Phoenix.
Oh, how's that humidity for you and the heat? Or...
There's humidity there now.
Oh, there is.
But back in the day when I was down there back in the 70s and early 80s, it was dry heat.
Oh, it was. Well, I felt dry heat when I was in Death Valley.
Okay.
And I liked that. I wasn't hot. I actually liked it because I'm not a muggy person. Mm-hmm. I hate being muggy.
Me too. And of course, Arizona is in a valley. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with all the greenhouse effect going on, yeah, it's humid there now.
Oh, no, huh? Well, there goes that.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people like to live there, you know, for their joints and their arthritis and things like that because it helps. Because there was not a lot of humidity before.
Yeah, well, there is now.
Well, you know what that's going to do is it's going to make the deserts a little bit more lush, you know, because there's going to be a little bit more water coming into the root systems and the plants and the cactuses, you know, that live there that hold the water in. Mm-hmm. And so that's the environment. And the ecosystem in there, like what kind of plants and animals and insects and the birds that all live out in the desert, that's their environmental factors out there. And so... You had experience with the desert. I never have, so mine is from the television.
Okay.
But that's kind of that idea on the deserts and their environment. How about the oceans? Mm-hmm. Do you ever go out to the ocean or the sea? Do you ever see any of them?
No, I've got a major fear of big bodies of water, so no. Oh.
That's not bad because I have a major fear of small bodies of water, too.
Wow, okay.
I know, so I don't even swim in Leech Lake. I don't swim in any of these lakes that we have, 10,000 lakes around Minnesota. I don't swim in any of them.
No, the fishes will bite your toes. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, and you know what I don't like? I don't like the weeds coming up around my legs or anything that touches my toes.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I'm not a big fan on swimming. I'll go in the pool. Swim in the pool and I sit around in the hot tubs acting like I'm working out.
The cement pond, anyway.
Yep, the cement pond. That's it. That's where I like to swim. So now with the oceans, that's a huge environment in itself. And I know there's a lot of exploration going to be going on, going down under there and exploring because we haven't really explored that a lot. And there's a lot of medicines in the ocean. There's a lot of animals, fish and things that we haven't even really seen yet and still being explored and found new out there and naming new insects. And wow. So that is fabulous on the oceans part. So the ocean is very important. And a lot of times with our environment, I'm always thinking, try to save this, try to save that. Mm-hmm. So I'd really like to keep a lot of the garbage out of the ocean, the sound waves that are going on to just bouncing off down under there are kind of ruining our environment under there.
Is it true that there is a big, something the size of Texas, of plastic out in the ocean? Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah, I've seen that kind of when I do researches on garbage and things like that. Yeah. Huh. So it's so terrible, our environment. So that's kind of what we need, is all our environmental things have to do with a lot of things besides just about where we live. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of my idea for today's show.
Okay.
Was that. So we're talking about the ocean and... about the animals and the crustaceans that are in the ocean. We need all the fish that are out there. We need the small plankton out there because this is all a part of our environment on the earth. So if we start to contaminate our environmental ocean aquatic system, then that's going to start affecting us on land as well because we're not going to be able to eat the fish that are coming from there. And the other animals are going to be dying as well. And so huge environments, like what is our environment? That's what our shows are about, right?
Right.
The ocean is a huge environment that impacts a lot of our world that even though we don't live on the ocean ourselves, we need it. And so it's very important to keep that ecosystem alive and well.
Okay. Well, we'll continue this conversation in another show. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.